let us get sick. Warren Zevon, who's here playing live in the studio, seems to be a slight preoccupation on the new record, Warren, even down to the title track, Life Will Kill You, with ageing. Do you really think that the hearse is at the curb?
The hearse is at the curb? Well, if it's not at the curb, it's coming around the corner and down the street, I think.
How old are you now?
53.
And you say that old age is an equally appropriate, if not more appropriate, subject for rock and roll than misunderstood youth. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think so. Well, complaining. Conflict and complaining is the very substance of art, after all. Although I'm not really complaining about being old, considering the alternative. And also, I have grown kids, so I've been like an old guy all my adult life. So I'm used to that. It's death that I'm not used to the idea of. I'm trying to get used to the idea of, and I was trying to get used to the idea by writing this album, I guess. But in some ways, I was also kind of parodying the fact that everyone I talk to who's my age, the first thing they ask you is, how do you feel? How do you feel since you turned the corner? How do you feel since you reached the big, you know?
I suppose living in a city which kind of celebrates youth and beauty to a ludicrous degree, I guess you
may... Well, of course, that is true. You can see that I've had some work done recently. That's why I look like Sharon Stone.
It's a common theme in a lot of your songs. You sort of loathing or contempt for the shallowness of Los Angeles. And when I'm listening to your records, I often ask myself, why on earth do you live there?
I love Los Angeles. You know, you may be giving me credit for loathing that's not there.
Oh, really? Go on, then.
It might be a celebration of the shallowness of Los Angeles.
Well, point out to me what I've missed.
I think it's pleasant that it's the entertainment capital, so-called, of the shallow entertainment capital. Shallow entertainment certainly has its place in my life.
And do you have a showbiz circle? Are you perennially the outsider?
Do I have a show business what?
Circle of friends. Or are you perennially the outsider in your private life as well as your public life?
I kind of tend to be the outsider alone in my own in my own home. I suppose I have. I know some other show folk. Mm. But I know more writers. Word writers than I know musicians nowadays, I think.
In the late 80s, you collaborated with R.E.M. There was an occasional band called the Hindu Love Gods.
Yeah.
And then, of course, R.E.M., or three members of R.E.M., played as your backing band magnificently on your Sentimental Hygiene album for Virgin.
Yeah, they played good, didn't they?
Oh, it was a cracking record, that wasn't it? Dylan came in and played the harmonica on
it,
too.
Yeah,
do the Hindu Love Gods still exist, or has that really fizzled out now?
I don't think we ever knew they existed. They existed. They were a band. It was a title that floated around Athens, Georgia, amongst the R.E.M. guys and their friends. But the record company that I was signed with at the time, they heard us playing down the hall, in a manner of speaking, and they kind of seized on the opportunity to put out an almost R.E.M. record, and that's kind of how the Hindu Love Gods came about.
And how did he get Dylan to play the harmonica on the factory?
He came down to the studio one day.
Unannounced?
Yes. To say hello. It was a big hello for me. It was a big high point in my career, certainly. In my life, I mean. And we asked him to play harmonica. He came back a week later and played harmonica. He wanted to play lead guitar, but, you know, we all want to play lead guitar. Sorry.
Have you heard Bob's lead guitar? I think that harmonica was a good choice, to be honest with you. Yeah. And was there much communication when he was
around?
Well,
you've heard my lead guitar. That's why I play alone. There's nobody left to dissuade me.
But did he communicate when he was around, or...?
Well, he said some nice things to me about my songwriting, and then my manager, my producer, Andy Slater, he was there. Andy said, Andy produces the Wallflowers now, coincidentally or ironically or something.
Which is Dylan's son.
Yeah. Andy said to Bob, have you been recording? And Bob said, sometimes. It didn't seem like he was a small-talk kind of guy.
No. Have you ever seen him since?
No. Sometimes.
How about something from that period? Have you got anything?
Let's see. From that period? How about after that period?
All right.
As I was saying, since I can't really put up with the company of musicians, nor they of me, I do spend a lot of time with my book writing friends, And one of them is Carl Hiaasen from Florida. Carl and I wrote this song a few years ago.